now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have to have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Well, I am back for 2019. More lounge specials. Gary Wells, Words with Wellesley, is going to be joining us on the program each and every month. And our drink specialist, Justin Cristoli, will be stopping by for 2019. And, of course, our movie reviewer, Kramer, who's always got some fantastic classic movies for us. That's all coming up for 2019, which is just fantastic. And this week on the show, the Home Bar Guide to Tropical Cocktails with Kelly Riley and Tom Morgan. And speaking of books, I'll let you know about my new book. We've got a segment on Dear Coop, which returns for 2019. The Water Swank Gig Guide returns as well. And our first new release for 2019 from the album Fall in Love with Narco Lounge Combo. Here they are. And your dog is looking at me in the Cocktail Nation.
Thanks to ultraswank.net.
Thank you.
Nation, first show of 2019, and the Lounge Brigade Don't Speak from 1998, of course, based on the No Doubt song. The Home Bar Guide to Tropical Cocktails with Kelly Riley and Tom Morgan has been released. It is the first book release for 2019. They joined me on the phone. Tell me a little bit about this amazing book.
Inspiration is drawn from making tiki cocktails in tiki home bars.
For many years.
You know, back when nobody really was doing this, we did this on a weekly basis for over 5 years in La Crescenta, California, at the home of Kirby Fleming, a local tiki artist.
He opened up his bar for several years, every Wednesday night, practically. We would have groups ranging from 5 or 6 people all the way up to 30 or 40 people at a time.
Christmas time or Tiki Oasis time, we'd see 50 or 60 people.
Oh, yeah.
That's a lot of people in your...
So if we were functioning as a real bar, we'd have been making some really big money.
But we had a lot of memories. We had a great time.
That's a lot of people in a home bar. And look, I've heard of people doing this in the past. I suppose it's not a new thing that people might open up their home Tiki bar. It certainly takes a lot of commitment. In this book, do you tackle some of the issues that one might have in having so many people in a bar? For example, you might need security.
Well, you know, thank goodness we're dealing with our tiki community people that we've known really from all over the world for. You know, some of us have known each other since 2000 when Tiki Oasis started coming together out in Palm Springs.
But we give tips. We talk in the book about safeguarding your collectibles, because a lot of times people's tiki bars are both a showcase and a functioning bar at the same time. So we talk about lots of little tips before parties, before you have a luau, or before you have a get together, to make sure that everything is going to go smoothly for the evening.
Yeah, you're right, in the sense that home bars are not anything new. We saw it, certainly in the 1930s and again in the 1950s. And we talk about that and how it sort of went away as the 80s, you know, really came into play. But, now it's back. And we talk about how you can do this kind of on a shoestring budget, to even a very large budget, what to expect of your guests, how to do it. You know, it's pitch in and help.
Yeah. I suppose one of the interesting things when it comes to home bars is you look at any of the tiki forums, and it's one of the most commonly asked questions is, you know, what does one have in a tiki bar? Any suggestions for starting my own tiki bar, decorations and all that sort of thing? It is certainly a very common question, a common thread I've noticed on message boards.
Right. Well, you know, and we know this, being involved in tiki culture in my age, I've been involved in this all of my life. So I kind of understood coming into it what is tiki. But I think that it's really important to grab a hold of whatever influences you have, something about the culture that entertains you, and then educate yourself. Crack open a book of tiki, or get on the web and open up the old pages of Tiki Central and understand what is the culture of tiki. And, what is it that you want to collect? What is it that you, and what is this about?
Yeah.
Tiki has so many, it's not just cocktails, and it's not just.
Yeah, it's a very fully immersive atmosphere.
Absolutely.
So you have the music, you have the cocktails, you have the carvings and the mugs. There's so many things to go into it. We talk primarily in the book about the cocktails, but there are also, you know, all these other things that give you that feeling of being in an exotic, far away, leave your cares behind atmosphere.
Yeah.
When it comes to suggestions, you mentioned, you know, being able to build a bar without spending a lot of money. What sort of tips can you offer today while we've got you on the show right now? Because I suppose when someone looks at starting a particular bar, they think, oh, wow, there's like a gazillion different ingredients that I'd have to be able to build drinks for people.
Start small. You know, find a retailer, retail wholesale company wherever you live, whether it's mail order or you know, something you can drive to, and buy yourself some bamboo. You know, nail it to the wall. Start small, you know?
It's a marathon, not a sprint. So if you're into it, if you like that look, you've got to, you know, appreciate that people build up their tiki bars over many, many years with lots of layers. Mm. So it's not one-stop shopping. You don't want to try to do it over a weekend.
Unless you have big bucks. Please be my guest. Go buy the best rum. Go buy the best tiki art.
Find a couple of drinks that you like and get the ingredients for those two drinks and then branch out from there and start experiencing, you know, if you have some records you want to buy or, you know, some artwork, you know, just start small and start, you know, looking at other people's places online and other books and read.
And if you're going for cocktail books and you want to know what to serve, please choose the very best books you can. Because, you know, and I know, in a cocktail nation, it's very important to get it right.
Absolutely.
But that's the fun of it. Fun is there's always something new to do on the horizon.
Yeah.
It's never quite over.
Now, in the book, do you cover various other home tiki bars that you've come across and or people that you know have sent in pictures? Is this something covered?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we have a lot of great photography. We had a photographer that worked with us, and we went on location to at least half a dozen great tiki bars in California and took some great shots. And we had a lot of people that sent in pictures.
Let's see, I believe Texas and Wisconsin. And, you know, all over.
So we have a lot of eye candy. Definitely
a lot of eye candy.
A lot of inspiration.
We want to see some pretty phenomenal homes.
Yeah.
And again, that didn't necessarily happen overnight, although, you know, some of these people, it's like, yeah, we put this together in 6 months, and you're looking at it, and it's so phenomenal.
Yeah.
You just think, my gosh, most tiki bars, most commercial tiki bars don't look that terrific. So you see for all the streets, you know, from the simple workspace of someone like Tiki Tony, where we went in, our photographer Casey went in and photographed his workspace where Tiki Tony does his work and has a cocktail here or there. And so even his workspace is beautiful. So it's all extremes.
I love the fact that you've got Sven Kirsten in to do a little foreword for you. That's very nice.
Yeah, he was part of our regular Rumpus Room get-togethers. We did many of them at Kirby's. And then we started branching out and going to other home bars. So he was on the circuit. We went to his house several times, and he has a wonderful place. We have photos of his place in the book as well.
Yeah, Tiki Island up in Silver Lake, Sven Kirsten's place. Gosh, I think we had 3 or 4 Rumpus Room events up there, one of them which was his birthday party. And, you know, we just poured a lot of booze and had a lot of fun. A lot of people, you know, walking into his house is like walking into a museum.
He doesn't have a tiki room. He has a tiki house.
You're right.
Like every room.
It's phenomenal. It's just phenomenal. So it was wonderful to have him on board for this and to have him, you know, say, yes, you know, this is something that I need to back you guys, you know, make sure that true tiki cocktails get out there, even if they're a little cocktail forward. Some of them.
He's a good friend.
So he's a good friend. He's a good guy. And, you know, hey, you know, he's more knowledgeable, he and Bosco, on this subject than, you know, and historians like Jeff Berry.
Yeah.
So it's phenomenal to have them behind us. You know, we just really appreciate that.
Make sure you grab it, the Home Bar Guide to Tropical Cocktails with Kelly Riley and Tom Morgan. On the Cocktail Nation, let's get back to the music. Some Exotica now, Augie Clone, and Primitiva on the Cocktail Nation.
Thank you. Cocktail Nation.
Hello, this is Coop Cooper in the Cocktail Nation Sydney penthouse.
Echo, November, Oscar, Tango, Hotel, Uniform, Mike.
Yes, I understand my mission. To take over the world. No, sorry, I think I read that wrong. To spread lounge music across the globe. Got it.
This is the Cocktail Nation with Cooper. Lotario DJ Coco Pa
awesome work, mate.
Cocktail Nation.
It's the Cocktail Nation. And some Exotica there for us. The Enchanters with Tom Dickey and Bobby Christian with Caravan. We started off with Augie Cologne and Primitiva. Lounge leader Coop Cooper with you. And over the break, I released my book, my second fiction book called Lakato Prince, A Blind and Evil Mission. You can go and check it out for free on the iBooks book platform through Apple. And the cool thing is, it is a follow-on from the original Lakato Prince, An Accidental Assassin. So definitely grab the first book, which the first book is available on Kindle. This book is an Apple iBooks only release. It's a short story, I suppose, is probably how you put it. So I decided I probably won't charge any money for it. It's fun. It's something I enjoy doing. And it's interesting to bring this character to life of Lakato Prince, the lounge Lothario. So check it out today. And do me a big favor, write a review, or at the very least, give it a star review, because that helps it get pushed up the ratings in the Apple bookstore. And hey, you never know, maybe one day it could be made into a movie. I could definitely see this. So definitely check it out today.
On de Cocktail Nation, it is Dirk Cooper.
You can write to me anytime, thecocktailnation@gmail.com, and get in touch via the social media. We've got links on the website as to how you can do that, cocktailnation.net. This one from Dave, who says, some friends of mine who travel have been debating about proper tipping and gratuity for housekeeping when you stay at a hotel or resort. Is it something you should do every day or only at the end of a stay? And if so, what is the proper amount? I usually leave something each morning, but others argue it's not necessary. I read a statistic that only 30% of all travellers staying in hotels leave a gratuity for housekeeping. Since you're a well-travelled guy, can you shed some light on the topic? Well, Dave, it's funny because in some countries tipping is not normal practice, such as my country being Australia, but being a well-travelled person, I feel like I'm across this particular topic. Personally, because housekeeping staff changes regularly, I prefer to leave something to be divvied up at the end with instructions left for the head of housekeeping. I feel like this is probably the fairest thing to do. For most other things, I will seek out the people I've had the most interactions with and slip them something quietly. That said, if you need special treatment, I tell you what, it always helps to grease the wheel when you need it. You can write anytime, thecocktailnation@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you in 2019. And here's Sammy Davis Jr., I'm Gonna Live Till I Die, The Cocktail Nation.
Till I die, I'm gonna laugh instead of cry. I'm gonna take this town and turn it upside down. I'm gonna live till I die. They're gonna say, what a guy. I'm gonna play for the sky. I ain't gonna miss a thing. I'm gonna have my fling. I'm gonna live till I die. The blues I'll lay low, I'll make them stay low. They'll never trail over my head. I'll be a devil till I'm an angel. But till then, gonna fly, take a chance, riding high. Before my number's up, I'm gonna fill my cup. I'm gonna live, yes, until I die. The blues will lay low. I'll make them stay low. They'll never trail over my head. I'll be a devil till I'm an angel. But until then, hallelujah!
send audio to the cocktailnation@gmail.com.
Hi, it's Josh, Andy, Matt, Shani, Chazwaza, Peter, and Amber.
Cocktail Nation.
Easier to get into the penthouse, but hey, I got some nice records up there.
Hello,
the Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
Cocktail Nation with John Barry and Capsule in Space. Lounge leader Coop Cooper with you. And recently on an airplane, I got the chance to see First Man. I haven't had a chance to see it in cinemas, but I just absolutely love it. And I've written up a blog on my website, cocktailnation.net, which is a review of this film. First Man is one of those films that you wonder if you actually need to watch it, simply because the moon landing of 1969 has been so well covered that it seems like it's old news. And granted, it's mankind's single greatest achievement, probably in reality, it hasn't been surpassed when it comes to the pure danger of it all. And today we're achieving amazing things when it comes to going further into space, but the reality is that this involves robots, which I suppose is not as sexy. But this is not to take away from the astounding technology and the advancements that we've made in reaching the stars in ways that we physically can't. But when it comes to mind-blowing awe, I suppose, of putting someone into space, the moon landing really takes the prize. The film is focused around Neil Armstrong and the astronauts who didn't make it to the moon and those who did make it to the moon. Sadly, the human toll of this achievement was high and most definitely stressful for all the men and their families. And for Neil Armstrong, this was heightened due to the fact that he was still grieving over the loss of his baby, Karen. Now, Neil is portrayed by Ryan Gosling, who brilliantly brings to life the story of a man who became a national treasure, but who's also a man who is of few words, a born leader, who's a leader not because he was some kind of alpha male who goes around beating his chest the whole time, but he's a man dedicated to the task. He's of few words and little emotion. He really is your classic mid-century man who doesn't need to tell you how good he is or be all touchy-feely with his emotions. He just gets the job done and doesn't think about the publicity or the fame. And I found it interesting that the film did actually touch on people's feelings at the time. Now, most were ecstatic that this was occurring, and yet there were some politicians who opposed the danger of it all, some politicians opposed the cost, and some people who, from a social justice point of view, didn't like the cost financially of the whole thing. And the latter was portrayed by Gil Scott-Heron and his beat poem called Whitey's on the Moon. At the end of the day, it's clear that this is something that mankind simply had to do, and as a result, our society has progressed leaps and bounds. As a direct result of the moon landing, some 6,300 technological advancements have been made, many of which are used on a daily basis that you're probably using, such as cordless drills, and even bigger things like countless lives that have been saved through the CAT scan technology. You might have noticed in this particular story, this review, I've used the word mankind many times. It's a word that is not used very much in this PC day and age, but I feel it's fitting because this movie is called First Man. This is a story of brave men, of intelligent men, and men of great moral substance who were dedicated to this great mission. It's a story of man, not woman, and men who are strong and upstanding men of the mid-20th century. So if you haven't seen it, go check it out. In the film, he is asked if he brought any music as they're heading towards the moon, and he does. He pulls out a tape and puts on Les Baxter, Lunar Rhapsody. Here it is in the Cocktail Nation. Thank you.
Coop Cooper, swank extraordinaire.
You're an unusual man who speaks seven languages. You're an athlete. You're more than up to the physical requirements of the job.
Lounge Lothario DJ, Coop Cooper.
The Cocktail Nation. Nation. The Cocktail Nation with the Gentle Forest Band, Mood in D. And thanks to David Gaston who put me onto that particular band. Time for a look at the World Swank Gig Guide for Pastime Album Clocks.com. Coming up next week for Valentine's Day, Codename Carter have got a gig on at the Lost Lake in Denver. I know Codename Carter is not exactly your Valentine's Day kind of normal fare, being a spy-fi band, but they are fabulous and you will have a fantastic night out and about. We've got our usuals. We've got our Ricky Derricks on a Wednesday night in Dallas, Texas. We've got the Rooftop Jazz at the Cambria Hotel and Suites. We've got the Sharps playing their usual shows at the Golden Tiki in Las Vegas. And also just added a couple of days ago has been the various big festivals that are on. If you've been thinking about going to one, we've got some for you. In August, it's the Tiki Oasis. In May, we've got Tiki Caliente on. And, of course, in June, the Hukilau in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. So those are all there and updated on a regular basis. If you do have some gigs, I'd love to hear from you. If you're a band or a promoter or something like that, let me know. You can email thecocktailnation@gmail.com and get in touch via the socials as well. Links on the website cocktailnation.net. Now, in some technological news, the Cocktail Nation is now live on Amazon Alexa. And you can actually get the Cocktail Nation playing simply by saying, Alexa, start Cocktail Nation podcast. And that just came through the other day. So accepted into the little Alexa store we have been, which is great news. Here's Royal Crown Review now and Inner City Swing on the Cocktail Nation.
Nation, broadcasting from the center of Sydney.
Tell me where the bomb is. 10 seconds or you're dead.
I have a better idea. How about I simply kill you all? The Cocktail Nation. Always dangerous.
We'll be right back.
Hypnotizing. Never forget it. I will never forget it.
Pass it on to the guys. Coop said.
Yes, this is a Cocktail Nation all-star album in many ways.
Just love it.
Hey, Coop.
Songs we like, we know it's good.
L'Ange Lothario DJ, Cocktail Nation.
I've been caught stealing once when I was 5. I enjoy stealing, it's just as simple as that. Well, it's just a simple fact. When I want something, man, I don't want to pay for it. Well, I walk right through the door. I walk right through the door. Hey, all right, if I get by, it's mine. Mine all mine. Yeah, my girl, she's one too. She go get a skirt, stick it under his shirt. She grabbed a razor for me. Well, she did it just like that. When she wants something, man, she don't want to pay for it. Well, she walks right through the door. She'll walk right through the door. Hey, all right, if I get by, it's mine. And waved it into the air. And we did it just like that. When we want something, man, we don't want to pay for it. We'll walk right through the door. We'll walk right through the door. Hey, all right, if I get by, it's mine, mine, all mine. It's mine, all mine.
Cocktail Nation with Frank Bennett, been caught stealing. And do check out some great stories in Lounge Life magazine. It continues, your free flipboard magazine. And some great stories on there. Retro significance. I won't go through them all at the moment, but a stack of stories just recently added. It's a free magazine. It reads like a magazine on your iOS or Android device. Check it out. Next week on the show, Lounge Specials of the Year kick off. Gary Wells with Words with Wellesley. And he's going to be talking about a book about Tom Jones as well. Join us next week on the Cocktail Nation. Going to leave you with the Tiki Lounge crew, Martini Nova. Stay up.